Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, welcome back. It's still the Morning Crossfire. We are back, like they said in Patito's Gang. My name is Kofi Bartels. I'm not alone in the studio. Today's Thursday, and on Thursdays, we take care of your health. Now, what we're about to talk about is of importance to you, because before I went on a short break to take care of my health, we were on a series of getting set for the year 2024. We had a leadership expert in the studio to come coach us on how to plan, you know, and set goals for the year. And it's very important, you know, whether the economy is working or not, whether the dollar naira rate is good or not, is going down, whether we have inflation going up or going down, whether, you know, the government is performing or not, whether ministers are stealing money or not. The fact is that your life goes on, okay? Your life goes on, and you have to plan. You have to set your plans in place to better your life. You plan for yourself, plan for your family. And it is in that spirit that this morning we'll be looking at planning for your health, maintaining good health in 2024. Have you sat down to say, hey, wait a minute, what do I need to do differently about my health for 2024? What are the things I need to do to live a healthy 2024? You know, some people died in 2023 for things that they could have stayed alive if they took care of their health, better care of their health. It's very important. Our guest this morning is a resident doctor, a resident health expert. He's a Sanjay Gupta of Kowazobia Info. All right. And I said that really loud. Dr. Frederick Unubohai. Unubohai.
Unubohai.
All right. Unubohai.
Yes.
Good to have you. Good to have you. Good to have you. Appreciate
good morning, Kofi.
You're always wearing a smile.
Yeah, you have to smile. No matter what happens, just keep the smile. It helps you move during the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. All right. So he's the medical doctor, resident medical doctor of Cool FM, Nigeria FM, and Wazobia FM. He's a big man.
Did you say that?
He's a big man.
Please. Oh.
And he's here with us today.
Please.
And I know he usually regularly is on Wazobia FM. We'll be able to drag him. We collaborate him today. I'll go and fight with Soso and Razaza later. And so, Doc, it's good to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to
be here. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Same to you. You know, when you spoke to me when we were starting. Sheriff, you need to hear this. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. When you spoke to me, you know, we during my onboarding,
yeah,
and you asking me, okay, yeah, we're talking. I was offloading on you.
Yeah.
My greatest concern was mental health.
Correct.
And I told you, okay, this job is mentally stressing. You know, I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been in Lagos for 2 years. I mean, I've been in Lagos since I was a child. I come, but to stay and work in Lagos, you know, it's been 2 years and going. And I think mental health and just, you know, staying, you know, motivated and all that is there for this kind of job, you know. And for those listening, I'm not saying we are going mad. No, that's not what we mean. No, you know. But but now for me, it's more of actually like body, like sleep. So I don't know. I was telling you off the air that Lagos, if you talk about health, we were having this conversation in PH,
mm-hmm,
you know, which is my base.
Okay.
And I've been thinking of a different set of questions to ask you.
Okay.
But to talk about this in Lagos.
Lagos, yes.
I think more for me, the questions are more about stress levels. You know, Doc, have you ever seen anybody just getting out of his car in traffic and fighting with a fellow human being? I don't know.
I think I said that last year or 2 years ago. I said living in Lagos should be added as one of the causes of high blood pressure, first of all.
Man.
Living in Lagos. And again, it's hard to see any Lagosian sleep six to 8 hours. Let's say 8 hours generally.
Man.
It's hard. But we know we have audience listening to us outside Lagos, but this is our base, so we talk about Lagos. And what I see in the morning, even in the evenings, when people go home, I look at the staff buses and you see people sleeping in the morning.
Oh.
Sleeping in the staff buses.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I begin to look at the future. What happens? Look at a young man in his 30s depriving himself of sleep for 10-15 years. When you project the 60 years, when he gets to 60, what do you think would happen to him? Dementia.
Really?
So we should, yeah, would have a problem with dementia later on in the future because of what we are going through right now. And this is why I always tell people, you need to be selfish with your health, number one. Number two, something has to give. You can't say you're working stressfully, you're not sleeping, and then over the weekend you are partying.
You're drinking one bottle of vodka.
No, something. So you need to analyze yourself and look at, okay, what should give here? Is it the partying? Is it the visitations? Or I stop working? But you can't stop working. You can't stop sleeping. You need to sleep. But everybody listening, I think 2024, you need to sit down and ask yourself, what would happen to me if I drop dead? What happens if I collapse? And this is why, again, selfishness. I look at the job. Okay, my job is 8 to 5 p.m. When it's 5 p.m., you have to leave.
Immediately.
See? Hey. No problem. Because we're in a system where if anything does happen to you, your replacement is at the door. It's at the, without any apology right now. It's not as if we hate you. The system needs to move without you. So there is somebody waiting, and that is why you must, capital letter must, you must sit down and tell yourself, I must take my health very seriously this year.
You must sit down and tell yourself you must take your health very seriously this year. And I used to joke, I know age is part of it, but I used to joke that when I finally moved over permanently, my biabia was black. But I know it's age is part of it anyway. But you know, this thing of sleeping, I got into a public bus one of those early days in Lagos.
Yes.
And I happened to work near a particular BRT station. So
okay. One
of my colleagues, a blind guy, took me there.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't see, but he took me there. Hellbound took me there. Smart guy. And so I did everything, got inside, sat down, and I looked around, and I saw what you said. Everybody was sleeping.
Everybody.
Doesn't.
And you try to fight it. You try, and like, no, I just have to sleep. You try to fight it, not sleeping in the bus, but you end up sleeping.
And I heard someone tell him, so I got back to the office,
mm-hmm.
and I shared this story that, I took public transportation,
mm-hmm.
and I got into a bus, and it's been a long time since I took bus, and things have improved,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all that, in Lagos. I remember the first time I had to chase bus in Lagos, many years ago, you know, but that's another story. And I said, see, I saw everybody sleeping in, and people started laughing at me. And then I told, there's a phenomenon in Lagos that sometimes you can sleep and the bus will pass your bus stop.
Yeah. It's a sad reality right now. It is, and I know we have a lot of people who have found themselves in this situation. One way to know if you are sleep deprived is when you sleep without even being able to control it. So if you know you're in the bus and you just slip off doze or somebody taps you, we're at a bus stop, just know that you are sleep deprived. And there are consequences for sleep deprivation. These are stuff you also want to take into consideration in the year 2024. There are consequences. I tell those working in the account department, those working in the medical, in those very technical areas, you can't afford messing up with your mental state, with your brain at least, because you're working with finance, you're working with people's health. Okay, in the medical sector, we already know that doctors and most health workers are sleep deprived. And we are also talking about this. You can't allow a doctor who is sleep deprived to manage you, because the chances of making error is high. And people are more concerned, the doctor is not asleep and I feel cool with it. People are not really bothered about it. But you don't understand the severity and the dangers that this thing poses to your health. So everybody listening to me, I think in 2024, you again need to sit down and tell yourself, okay, I'm not sleeping from Monday to Friday. Weekends, I have to do something about it.
Shut down.
Total shutdown.
It's a word I use. People call me on the phone. Where do people? I say shut down. I can relate with medical doctors because I spent quite a number of time in a teaching hospital. You know, my dad was on a mission many times. I got to know and have friends who are doctors. Got to know the stress, especially in the public sector that doctors go through.
Yeah.
Do we need? I think we have an issue in Lagos that the government of Lagos State, led by the Commissioner for Health,
mm-hmm.
Professor Abayomi, and maybe the governor too.
Mm-hmm.
Needs to see how they can. Lagos needs an extra weekend. Yes.
No, what I think.
Lagos needs an extra. That's number one. I feel Lagos needs. Okay, not an extra weekend, but he laughed. But Lagos needs one day a month where the state government declared sleep day. because it's a problem. That's my number one. I think Lagos State needs to decree that work closes at 4 p.m. an hour early. I don't know, because it is a serious issue in this state.
It might not be possible, but I think we need 4 days work week, number one, and most organizations need to start moving into the remote work. The road should be less congested.
And remote meetings too.
Yeah, remote meetings. I see no reason why you should, in 2024, be telling people living in the mainland around Agbara or even Badagry to be coming for a meeting on the island when they can actually join you via Zoom or other platforms.
On top of petrol.
Together with the whole economic situation going on. So I think what we should do this year, we should make leverage on IT, what IT has done for us.
Mm-hmm.
And also, organizations right now should have this empathy. Come on, you can't tell people to keep closing the same time. Together with what is happening right now, the third mainland bridge closure. So there will be a whole lot of problems. And then this is why people are angry. You just match somebody on the road, and the next thing is bottles are flying. And like, oga, it's
someone almost broke my number plate. Just jumped out of a bus and said, I'm going to tear your number plate.
Everybody's angry. And being sleep deprived, stress keeps you at a default state of anger. It keeps you at that state. So any little thing, you just go off.
You know, when I, one of the things I normally find strange in Lagos,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been coming since I was a child, you know, right from the military, as I know, but I find it funny. Is that by 4 a.m. people are struggling for bus. No, 4 a.m. is too early. 5 a.m. people are struggling for bus at the bus tower. In different places now.
Lagos.
Oh, try using Terminal Bridge at 5 a.m. You'd see people waiting for.
I don't know why you're talking about 5. I mean, 4 a.m. Lagos is already. 4?
5.
3:30. People are already awake.
Okay.
In Lagos.
I think because of since the whole economic downturn of scarcity, COVID, mm-hmm. is reduced, because I ply the roads from 4.
4, okay.
Yeah. But 5 is when you see.
Everywhere.
Yeah, and in some parts of the country, it's strange to them.
Very, very strange.
It's strange. So, Doc, now, as we start the year,
mm-hmm.
What does one, an individual who lives in Lagos
mm-hmm.
or anywhere in the world
yeah.
need to consider in deciding how to take care of their health in the new year?
Mm.
Okay. Is it even something to do?
It's possible. It's possible, and the outcome, sometimes people might frown at the outcome of this whole discussions, because number one, you have to look at yourself. You have 24 hours. I have 24 hours. Now, my 24 hours, I'm giving about, let's say, 16 hours to work. The other one I have is for me, right? I can't give the other ones to you because I will pay for it. So number one, you have to be mindful of your time this year. Your time could also affect your health. Be mindful of your blood pressure. A lot of people, I'm so surprised that you have people walking around with a blood pressure of 180, 190 over 100, and they are cool with it. And then next thing you hear, somebody collapses and dies. This morning, somebody called and said, since the beginning of this year, people are just dying. They say it's high blood pressure. I'm like, it's not strange. Just that we are so busy with work that we forget that we have something eating us deep without even knowing. So if you are working in Lagos, wherever you're working, I think you shouldn't joke with your blood pressure at all this year. You shouldn't even joke with your blood sugar, especially for those with family members with chronic medical conditions like diabetes, hypertension. You shouldn't joke with it. And then what you eat is very, very important. What you eat could also help you manage stress. You know, you by 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m., you're on the way, you get home, you're so tired, you eat whatever you see. In the morning again, you are eating on the road, and you eat fries, you eat junks. There is no way your health will be fine, even if you look physically fine. So you have to be mindful of what you eat. A part of your salary needs to go back into what you put into your system. Somebody saw me sometimes ago and said, what do you eat? I said, let me not lie to you. Almost every day, I do my best to take fruits. Almost every day. Fruits and vegetables and nuts, ground nuts. Now, some people can't take ground nuts because of the whole reactions on their face, but fruits, vegetables, ground nuts are extremely important. Do well to reduce your junk food consumptions this year, 2024. You love pizza, you love fries, you love shawarma, you love, no problem.
Suya.
All of them.
Suya.
You love them, I know.
And then the fizzy drinks.
Fizzy drinks, energy drinks, as much. Now, because we don't sleep at night and we need to stay awake. Therefore, we resort to taking energy drinks and coffee. And later, when you retire from work, let's say in your 50s, in your 60s, you begin to visit the hospitals every now and then because in your early 30s, early 40s, you messed up your system because you're looking for money. And we are one sickness away from going into poverty. Just one sickness away.
Because you can't work when you're sick.
No, nobody would even employ you.
My God. And because of the chase of money, I'm busy. Mm-hmm. You jump into one place, you buy fries, and you take all these...
And then I noticed again that a lot of people have this, what we call nutritional deficiency, without even knowing. So some of the problems we are having might not be the overt sicknesses we have. A lot of people are even lacking vitamin B deficiency. And you find out you're lacking vitamin B deficiency, you're already having dementia, you're having memory loss, you're having recurrent headaches, you're having rashes, without even knowing that you might just be suffering from nutritional deficiency because you're not even eating what you're supposed to eat. So in 2024, I think you have to be mindful of what you put into your system. Especially for those of us who take alcohol, I know a lot of guys will be angry with this, but the truth has to be said. Alcohol will do you more harm than good. People say, I have to take alcohol so that I remain sane. But the funny thing about alcohol, it doesn't keep you sane. It messes with every part of your system. So no matter whatever brand you are into, 2024, you have to. Because when you fall sick and go to the hospital, nobody looks at your face, oh God, help me. Now, it's not a charity organization. Even charity organizations are now running out of help because they don't have the funds. Everybody is looking for help. So the best thing you can do for yourself, is you just have to be wise and say, this year, like, I no go grief for anybody. This year too, you just have to tell them, you can't use me beyond my capacity. No matter the amount you are being paid, because if you lose that health and whatever you have saved in your account, you go to the hospital, you hear, go do this test, pay for this medication, and you look at your account balance, it's over, it's gone. So the best thing we can do for ourselves in 2024 is, number one, protect this health, improve it, maintain it, And then you can add prayers.
All right. Protect your health. Improve it. Mm-hmm. Maintain it. Okay. So when you protect what you have, you improve on that.
Correct.
And then when you improve it, you maintain that improvement.
Correct.
That's fantastic. And then you're saying, do not allow the grind, work that you do. And of course, moving from place to place, trying to, survive and provide for yourself, don't allow that affect your health. And when you realize that it's stressing you out, you're allowed to talk to your employers to say, I may stretch beyond my limits, but you must be honest about it.
The truth is this. I don't know. I think when we have these discussions with employers, it's not enough to say we are concerned with our staff. Some people say it out there, oh, we care about our staff, but truly, do you really care? Because when a staff comes to you and say, I am not really sleeping well, you tell them, if you know you're not ready for the job, you leave. It's not enough to come out and say, we care. Can if we carry out a survey and we say, tell us about where you work, do they really take care of you? Would you be willing to allow people who work with you come out and tell them and tell the world how you take care of them? So we should go beyond empathy, emotional intelligence, and allow people be human for once.
All right. Okay, we'll take a call here, 0700993993993. You're taking care of your health in 2024 is what we're talking about. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good morning, the microphone heavyweight.
Thank you very much. Nice to hear from you again.
Good morning, Dr. Fred.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is the merchant man. I have two questions. The first one is, Doc, last week on your program,
yes,
I asked a question, but because of how fragile and volatile that question looked like, I sent a message, rather.
Okay.
But when you finish reading it, for me to explain the brand I meant would attract litigation. I remember very well. So you read the message and told Zenab that there is a message you see, and you don't know it will attract issues. I would like you to tender answer to that question. Then another one now is you mentioned granite.
Yes.
To an extent, I was told that too much intake of granite causes issues on site.
Is
it really fallacy, or as in, is it fallacy of non causa pro causa, like they will say. Plus of fourth course, is it actually true that over intake of granite will cause issues with size?
Okay, help me with the question. About the first one, remind me, what was the question? The first one.
The question was about a particular product. Yes. The brand I
pick. Okay, if it's safe or not.
Yeah.
If the brand is safe or not, right?
Yes, I said I was taking it, yes. Like I've taken it like three times.
I remember, good.
It is energy drink.
Okay, yes, I
so
remember.
I was asking, yes. If okay. It has, yes. Advanced.
We have to go for a break.
I remember.
Metro Man, you are taking energy drink.
I remember.
Over and over again.
I remember.
Let's go for a commercial break. We're back very shortly. Okay, we're back right here on the Morning Crossfire. My name is Kofi Bartels, and of course I have my guests with me as we talk about managing your health in the year 2024, maintaining good health. Dr. Frederick Onubokai, he's a medical doctor. Onubokai, yes, a medical doctor, of course, with Nigerian Vocal FM and Wazobi FM. So Dr. Frederick, what do people need to do?
No, the last caller.
Yeah, the last caller the before, last, yeah,
yes,
before
yes,
a break.
Before
thank
a
you.
Break. So, first of all, the answer to your first question is yes. I'm not going to mention the brand, but I know what you're talking about. That particular brand, and you're abusing it, so it will cause you a whole lot of problem. My best advice for you right now is limit the amounts you take, number one, and gradually start withdrawing from that energy drink. It would affect you later in the future. Then regarding granite and your eyes, there is no medical literature that says taking granite would actually affect your eyes. I think what you're talking about is Gary drinking and the eyes. There's been a lot of controversy. Okay, if I take Gary, will it affect my eyes? What we know about Gary is that Gary contains cyanide. Now, cyanide or unprocessed Gary or improperly processed Gary with the cyanide can affect your eyes. But we've noticed that a lot of Nigerians take Gary, and we should have seen a large proportion of people coming down with blindness. Maybe we could carry out a study and see if really there's a relationship between Gary drinking and the eyes. But we know that if you consume improperly processed Gary with cyanide, it can affect your optic nerve. Your optic nerve is the nerve that supplies the eyes, so it can affect you later in the future. But for granite, no.
All right. So what do we need to do? You've talked about the fact that we people need to protect their health, then improve it, yeah, and then maintain it.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful one. We also need to be mindful of what we eat in 2024.
Correct.
And we don't take just anything.
Mm-mm.
Take more fruit, take more vegetables.
Yeah, take more nuts.
Take more nuts, yeah. Reduce your junk food consumption.
Very well.
Reduce your alcohol intake if you can scrap it.
As much as possible.
Okay. And then, of course, drink more water.
More water.
You also said, also always make sure you don't have nutritional deficiency.
Okay.
How do you maintain it?
I didn't say make sure. What I said is a lot of people are having nutritional deficiency, okay, because of their lifestyle, you understand?
Okay. Okay.
Because of the junk food consumption, you don't take balanced diet. So a lot of people might be suffering from this stuff without even knowing.
How do we even know? Because I know we taught balanced diet in school, but I don't know, man.
Well, the best way you can help yourself in 2024 to avoid this stuff is just change what you eat. Take more fruits. This 2024, tell yourself, I'm going to take more fruits, vegetables, and the other stuff I mentioned. If you do that, you would not, as much as possible, not suffer from this deficiency.
Well, what a fact that because of the high cost of food in the market, people may reduce their meat intake. Would they have protein, deficiency or something like that?
If you're going to reduce meat, then take fish. Either of the two. It has to be fish.
It's still expensive, bro.
Okay, so then eggs. What about eggs?
Okay.
Eggs, okay, will be better for you. I don't know. Eggs.
A kilo of eggs is really... Like, I didn't know the cost of Gary had gone up to 1517.
See, there's a business that would never stop running till the end of time. That is food business. So you can't say that I would not eat. You can say I'm not going to buy anything this year for myself. I'm not going to wear anything.
Hmm.
But you can't tell me you wouldn't eat. Now, because you're working, you need your brain, you need energy to work. You need to be mindful of what you take in.
Hmm. So you say if they can't afford to buy the meat they usually buy, people can take fish.
Take fish.
Like this this dry fish that is now common, that's so small one. I forgot what it's called again. I think it's less expensive.
I don't know the name. Oh, I don't want to say something. I don't know if it's Panla or something.
Panla.
Is that
Panla?
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I think Panla is more affordable.
It's more affordable. And then, granite contains protein too, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Granite has protein.
Right.
Granites, your beans. Tiger nuts, your walnuts.
Beans
contains carbohydrates.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
We've been told when we're all growing up that, oh, if you take beans,
protein,
protein. But we've noticed right now that it's more of carbohydrates.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious.
Wait, I need to take a moment to digest that.
I'm serious.
Oh my. We used to eat beans to grow tall.
Yes,
now.
Eat beans, you will grow tall. Eat beans.
Pack beans, yeah. Beans.
Well, right now, it does has protein. However, it has a large amount of carbohydrates too.
Yes. Carbs, oh my. What are we going to eat to?
Then in 2024, I think everybody, if you haven't gone for any form of medical screening, what you should do this year, go for medical screening. If you have a HMO, whatever plan you are on, make do of your HMO. If you don't have HMO in 2024, look for the most cheapest plan and get yourself there. It will do you a whole lot of good.
What are the tests we need to do routinely every year?
Routinely every year, the tests you would need to do, number one, your full blood count, full or complete blood count.
Okay.
It helps us know if you have low blood. It helps us know if you have a problem with your white blood cell, if you have a problem with your lymphocytes. Your full blood count will tell us. It helps us also know if you have a problem with vitamin deficiencies too.
Oh, I
yes,
see.
Yes. And then your kidneys. Please check that, because a lot of people are coming down with kidney problems without even knowing.
What's a kidney test called again?
Kidney function test.
Make it
easy for everybody. Kidney function test.
But there's another name for it.
Electrolyte, urea, and creatinine. EUCR.
Yes.
Or you do a urinalysis. Very cheap. Urinalysis is very cheap.
Okay.
Then you could check your liver, a liver function test. You could check your lipids, fasting lipid profile.
Okay. Yeah.
Fasting lipid profile. Your blood sugar, very important. Your fasting blood sugar, important. And then if you're a man and above 40, you want to also screen yourself for prostate and your PSA. For women, very important, breast cancer screening, cervical cancer screening. And if you have a family member with any form of medical disorder, such as let's say you have a family member with colorectal cancer, ovarian cancer, endometrial cancer, breast cancer, please and please and please, you shouldn't live your life carelessly in 2024. Most especially in this part of the world where everything is now expensive, healthcare is expensive, medications are expensive. So you just can't afford to be careless this year.
Which one is pap smear?
Pap smear, cervical cancer screening. Pap smear, HPV DNA testing.
HPV
or VIA, yes. HPV DNA testing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of... Yeah, someone is listening and saying, where everybody go? That's what you have to...
Okay, so as I'm listening to all this now, somebody is saying, but this thing is too much now. What are you saying? So what you can do in 2024, every month right now, every month, okay, I'm going to do this for myself.
Okay, month by month.
Yes, January,
I'm going to do this. You have to do this. Everything at a go.
If you can't afford it at once, January, I have to do this. February, because if anything does happen to you, that source of income would be affected.
Very important, though. We're going to go over this test again. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome. Nice to have you. What's your name and your question, please?
Okay, my name is Sandra. I don't actually have so much question.
Okay.
But I want to contribute to how we take care of our health.
Yes, please.
And also correct some beliefs that people have. People believe food and vegetable are expensive.
Mm.
But yesterday, I took my colleague to a place to buy food. She bought food. It was 4,000 cities. And in the office, people will say, everybody refers to me that, you eat a whole lot of food, you have money. But the simple truth is that with that 4,600 she bought food, I can use 1.5 and eat food, and I'm okay.
Yeah.
And in my car, I just ate apple, and I finished eating cucumber. These are the things I do every morning. So what I want to say is that it's not that it's actually that too expensive, but people have come to believe in that, and they prefer to spend this money in junk food, spending 5,000, 3,000, when you can as well buy an apple, buy a cucumber, and maybe banana of 700, and you're good to go from morning till like 2 p.m. So I just want to use this medium to encourage people to look at what they spend in eateries and know that 50% of that amount can be used to buy food and you'll be good to go. So I appreciate your program. Keep it on. It will actually help a lot of people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Doc, you want to say something about that? Thank you so much, Sandra.
She's very, very correct. I keep hearing people say that fruits are expensive. And then there's this new conversation that fruits are not safe. Please, let's get that out of the discussion right now. Fruits are extremely safe. The benefit of taking fruits can never be overemphasized. I know that we have people who use artificial stuff to ripen their fruits. Do your best to identify them and avoid them. And then look around you. There are people who sell fruits who you can trust. They would be truthful to you. and then get fruits from them. But please run away from people who tell you that fruits are bad, fruit will cause you this. No, fruits are extremely safe. But if you have a medical disorder, let's say you have gastritis, you have peptic ulcer disease, you have inflammatory bowel disorders, then you need to be careful what you take into your system. Speak with your doctor. But if you have no medical problem, I beg of you, fruits will do you a, fruits and vegetables will do you a whole lot of good this year.
All right, we have another call coming through. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Kofi.
Yeah, welcome, welcome. Please go on, your name and contribution.
Okay, my name is Friday. I have a question for your guest.
Yeah, please go on.
You know, he mentioned about unprocessed garri. He said, I want him to elaborate more on that.
That's
unprocessed garri.
Improperly processed garri. That is a word. Okay, thank you for asking. Okay.
It's a good question. He took notice of that.
Yes, yes. Whenever we mention this, people are always interested. So what we mean by that is there are people who make garri. They go through the normal process. They get the cassava, they grind it, they dry it, and the rest. And there's some other people who are just in a hurry to get this garri into the market. These people do not process the garri properly. These are the garri that might actually affect your eyes with cyanide. Though we don't have a lot of studies to back this up, but it has been proven that when you don't process your garri properly, the cyanide content in that garri is extremely high. I'm not saying unprocessed, improperly processed garri, because some people just want the garri out into the market and it could cause a problem. Now you might want to ask, okay, which one is properly processed? The common Ijebu garri is an example of the ones that are properly processed, the Ijebu garri.
All right, interesting. Hello, good morning. Some good information there. Hello, can you hear me, please? Okay. So many calls are coming through, so many messages that people want to find out. There's a message here. This one says, ask your doctor what tests should a woman who hasn't and isn't sexually active do to be cancer-free?
When you say to be cancer-free, there's actually no test you do to be cancer-free. You do screenings, your mammogram for you, very important. And then if you are not sexually active, it's different from not having sexual experience at all. If you have never engaged in any form of sexual intercourse, then what you should do, get yourself vaccinated as soon as possible. Screen yourself for hepatitis, breast cancer, and then depending on your family history. So if you have a family member, maybe you have a mother, a sister, an aunt, a grandmom that has had breast cancer, ovarian cancer, endometrial cancer, then you want to specifically screen yourself for this.
All right. All right. Doc, I'm afraid we have to pull the plugs, but I'll come back to you before we sign off. I have Dear Caller Solo with me in the studio. He's from a company, you know, that has an app called Manage Am App. Am I correct? Manage Am? Okay, so what exactly is Manage Am App and why was it developed?
Good morning. My name is Dear Caller Sulu. I'm the founder of Manage Am App.
All right. Sorry about that. I wasn't given that, but good to know. And sorry to introduce you well.
No problem. That's fine. Yeah. Manage Am App is a one-stop app that was developed out of necessity. So when I say out of necessity, I mean I was diagnosed with diabetes when I was 26, and I tried to look for an African approach app for managing diabetes. All I found was mainly apps that were built in the US and the UK without an African particular approach. So I had to look into why was that, and I started working with a group of my friends who are clinicians, and we looked at developing an app that would understand the African way and understand why people that are from Africa do not particularly like to use technology to manage their app, regardless of the fact that they have smartphones. So we did a bit of research, we did a bit of market understanding, and we sort of come up with Manage Am, which is number one, an African name. So it's like manage it, so it's like Manage Am. So rather than say manage it, we sort of use the broken side of it, which is Manage Am, and it's a one-stop tool that helps to manage not only diabetes but also high blood pressure as well.
So what are the functions of that app? How does it work?
So Manage Am has multiple functions. As I said, it's a one-stop shop. There are two elements of to managing chronic diseases. There's the treatment, which is done by the doctors, and there's also the management, which is mainly handled by the patient himself. Now, what Manage Am does is it gives you the confidence. It gives you, it's like a tool that allows you to understand your condition, number one, because there's an education section with it. Number two, it allows you to also store your daily blood sugar tests, your daily high blood pressure tests, and also gives you instant advice on whatever numbers that that you have. So it has the data function, which you can store all your tests on it. One of the very important functions that it has is that there's a meal plan. So when I say meal plan, I mean, if you look online, 95 to 99% of the foods with calorie numbers online are mainly Western foods and Oriental foods. Now, what we've done with ManiJam is we've looked at Nigerian foods, which includes, you know, the regular food of amala, eba, yam, regular food that we have, pap. So we looked at the calorie numbers and that, and we've been able to come up with the closest approximate calorie numbers for each of these meals based on how you cook it. Now, we've been able to attach the calorie numbers to it. This was done by a doctorate person, as a dietitian, who's basically come up with the calorie numbers. The app calculates your calorie numbers for you. It gives you all different selections of the foods that you can use to make your breakfast, lunch, and dinner meals. And it allows you to also see, as you're selecting the food per portion, so we have the grams for each of the portions. So as you're selecting the food, it adds it up for you. So you can see, and the app is already programmed to inform you of the required calorie numbers for each of your meals. So if you're in breakfast, there's about 500 and something calories. So when you exceed that calorie number, it indicates to you that you've actually exceeded your calorie number, so you need to take something out. So it's like a guideline to help people to understand how to eat better.
All right. Now, so if you have your diabetes, you have a high blood pressure, you can find it easier.
You can very much
to manage your feeding, because it's very important, you know, for those kind of conditions.
It's a very key element of managing your condition, because no matter how much treatment you have, if your diet, if you don't understand what you eat or how it affects your condition, then you never get better.
All right, interesting. So this is ManiJam app. Do users need to stop seeing the doctors if they start using the app? I expect you to say no.
Well, as I earlier said, there are two aspects to diabetes. There's the management and there's the treatment. So as a diabetic patient, or even if as a blood pressure patient, you need to continue to see your doctor. However, you have your side to do as well as the patient. You have to manage your condition, because number one, you spend more time with yourself. Number two, you understand what you eat. You understand your lifestyle. Your doctor doesn't. So your doctor prescribes your tests, looks at the test, prescribes medication, prescribes a method of treatment or your case plan. But you, as the individual dealing with the chronic condition, you have to regularly, every day, manage your condition. Diabetes management and high blood pressure management takes a lot of work. What ManiJam does is it basically alleviates the stress of that work. It stops you from having to write your blood sugar or your blood pressure on a piece of paper. You have a smartphone, put it on the smartphone. You can share these numbers with your doctor. So most of the advice on the app refers you back to doctor anytime there's an abnormality in any of the numbers that you put down. So ManiJam encourages you to go to your doctor, but it allows you to understand your condition better so you can manage it successfully and effectively and live a healthy life.
Interesting. What is the function in ManiJam app that everyone can find beneficial, that's even those who do not have diabetes or have a high blood pressure issue?
Thank you for that question. The meal plan, as I said, is for everybody. It's not only for diabetic patients or for high blood pressure patients. Because one of the things we also try to do is to help people to understand diabetes so they don't get there. So ManiJam has an education section which advises you of the risk factors, so that you understand, okay, am I at risk? Do my parents have diabetes? Is my lifestyle prone to lead me to diabetes? How can I stop that? So the education part of it is a very key thing for people that have diabetes and people that don't have diabetes, even if you have a high risk section or even if you're not. Also, the meal plan allows you, whether you want to live healthy and understand the calories in the food that you eat every day, so you don't drive yourself into blood pressure, high blood pressure, or diabetes. So that is a very key benefit of the functions in one of the apps. Yeah.
All right, and you know, how easy is it to use it? Because it's technology we're talking about here.
Yes.
How easy is it to use it?
So ManyJam was set up with two things in mind. There are users that are, most users will be older users, which are, you know, coming from 50 and above. So the whole idea is how do you sort of test that? So ManyJam was tested with older users. So we went to quite about 18 to 25 people that are over 25, and we tested the app with them. Said, look, if I open this app for you, can you navigate it? And it was only one or two people who couldn't, because obviously they had some eye issues, but about 90% of them were able to easily open the app, understand the language. One of the things we took out is any scientific language. It's all in plain English. And ManyJam is also translated into six different languages. So you have ManyJam in Yoruba, you have it in Hausa, you have it in Igbo, you have it in Kiswahili, you have it in Shona, and you have it in Zulu language in South Africa. So you can read about it in any of those six languages, including English.
All right, interesting. Let's talk about Leisure. Egole.
Yes, so ManyJam is...
How much?
ManyJam is currently a free app.
Okay.
And in future, there will be premium services.
Okay.
It will continue to be a free app forever.
So there will be in-app purchases?
In-app purchases for premium services.
All right. All
right now, we don't have those premium services.
Better stage, or it's gone beyond better?
Oh, we're going to basically add more features to
okay,
it.
Okay, is it beyond the better stage? I mean, or testing and all that.
Oh, no. It's already live. It's been live for 5 years now. ManyJam has been live for 5 years. It's on Google. It's on iOS, Apple iOS, and also on Google Play Store. So
you have any user experiences, reviews, testimonies?
Yes, we do have reviews on the app.
You have any stories that you want to share with us of some people who've used it?
As I said, I am a living testimony of it. I was diagnosed at 26, and I've been using the app. It's made my life a lot easier.
For how many years?
For the last 5 years.
You don't give us your age.
I've had diabetes for over 14 years.
Amazing.
Yes.
And I've
been managing it because I've obviously gone through all the different phases of denial.
How does the app help you?
So the app helps me because one of the first thing I do in the morning is I put my numbers, I test my blood sugar, mm-hmm. and I put my number in, mm-hmm. so I can check anytime what my numbers are. Mm-hmm. Number two, I look at what food I want to eat today. Mm-hmm. So I understand if I'm eating yam, for example.
The app doesn't test it to check your blood sugar,
no,
but you put
you
the
have
result.
To check your blood sugar and put
it
the
recommends.
In. It tells you a list of recommendations. It tells whether your blood sugar is high, is low, or if it's within the desired level. And then, so it gives you instant advice. So the moment you put the numbers, it tells you, good work, keep it up, or your blood sugar is too high, you need to talk to your doctor or take your medication or drink water or do some exercises as well.
All right. So for those who want to use it, they can just go to their store.
Yeah,
their
App Store, both iOS and Google Play Store. You can download it for free. You can use it for free. We do not have the premium services yet.
Okay.
But in future, there will be premium functions that would require payment. But the app will always be free for users. Yes.
That's ManyJam, ManyJam.
A-M. Yes.
Right?
One word.
ManyJam. Just type it and you see it.
Type it into App Store, iOS or Play Store. Google Play Store.
All right. Anyway, we have 5 minutes to the top. I don't know why Uncle Jubidis is waving at me. You want to give me a watch, sir? No, it's not yet 9 o'clock. It's 5 to 9. Your watch is not correct. He's a stickler for time. I want to thank you so very kindly for your time. And of course, you know, I'll come back to you in a jiffy. Just to remind our listeners where they can get. Doc is still here. Doc, thank you so much for your patience. We have a lot of messages coming through. I don't know how we can read, because we talk about staying healthy in 2024. I'm going to read some more here. You've given us some tips. You've given us a test to do. I want to go over those tests again, because it's very important. This is of interest and importance to me. I think listeners go, you said we should go for FBC, full blood count.
Yes, full blood count.
Uh-huh.
Then your kidney function test.
Okay.
Your liver function
test. This is not about ManyJam.
No, this is not ManyJam.
But this one is go to the hospital to do that one.
Now, there's something about this test I'm mentioning. It's not enough to do the test. You need to have a doctor to help you interpret your result, because you might have the result with you and you have nothing to do with it.
Okay. It happened to me. I went to do a test, and they just gave me the results.
You are like, you're helpless. So what do I do with it? So it's not enough to say, doctor, what test am I going to do? You need to have somebody that would help you assess you together with your results, but we're going to list them for you.
All right.
You understand?
All right.
So your full blood count or complete blood count, your liver function test, your kidney function test, what we call EUCR, your fasting lipid profile, your fasting blood sugar. Then depending if you have any other medical conditions, some people might do an ECG for their hearts. You understand? Then for men above 40, you need to do a PSA, prostate specific antigen. For women, your mammogram, your cervical cancer screening. Now, if you have a family member with any other medical condition, you might also want to put an eye on that for yourself. So let's say you have a family member with colon cancer, you have to also pay attention to what you do, most especially what you eat. If you have a family member with ovarian cancer, a lady, please, I beg you, you don't know how to be careless with abdominal pain or whatever. So these are the stuff that I feel you need to take care of this year. And then your eyes are important too. Please go for your eye checkup.
All right, eye checkup. What about the dentals? Is it because that's something Nigerians don't look at a lot. People don't go check
dental checkup too. Very important.
It's expensive, isn't it?
They look at it like it's for the airlines.
Maybe I go check my teeth.
I never actually finish. I won't go check. Do you understand this conversation? So it's important. Just that healthcare is not easily affordable for people here. That is the issue.
All right, doctor, it's a pleasure having you. I have to have you back. We have to discuss it as well. I mean, how can people find you on social media?
Okay, number one, my very most active page is on Facebook, Dr. Fredostar Official. Dr. Fredostar Official.
FREDOSTAR.
Okay. Dr. Info, Fredostar Official. All then right. other platforms, Dr. Fredostar.
Okay, all right. FREDOSTAR.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Frederick Umukoba.
Unwigbohai.
I'm going to get that. Yeah. Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
He's a resident doctor here. And where can you be found for Manager Map?
Yes, so Manager Map has an Instagram page. Yeah. We have a Twitter page as well. We're quite active on the Instagram page, and our website will be live in by the end of this week.
What's the
it'll be manejam.com.
Then the app page, the social media page?
The social media page are all Manejam app.
Okay, very simple and quite app, yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
One of the very good functions with Manejam is also if you go to anywhere in the world, Manejam will show you the nearest hospital or nearest pharmacy next to you.
Amazing.
It saves the records of your medication as well. So all your blood tests, lipid tests, to BMI, to A1C tests for regular 6-month diabetes, you can store that onto the app. It's your working health companion.
Tech bro.
Thank you very much.
Nice one. All right, that's a Manejam app, and that's the size of our package right here on the Morning Crossfire Health First Day. Doc, thank you very much. My brother, thanks for coming all the way from Manejam app. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
And indeed, my name is Kofi Bartels. Please take care of your health. Apologies for those who send messages. We couldn't take them as well. I would pass on the ones that Dr. Fred, you've addressed to him. I'll pass them on to him whilst we are on a break here. Good morning, and see you tomorrow after the news at 9. Uncle Jimmy Diesel comes up with Daily Digest. Good morning.